So I'm in the district of Mong Kok right now, and there is a big confrontation between they've called themselves workers and businessmen who are sick and tired of all the pro-democracy activists taking over the city. And there's been a lot of pushing and shoving. The anti-student protesters are trying to dismantle these structures and trying to attack the student protesters. The police are actually trying to stand in between them. The police have circled the student protesters and are protecting them. It's a very volatile situation. Just these angry individuals. No one's sure who they are, where they come from. They say they're businessmen and workers from the area. A couple people we talked to, that's what they told us. We don't know if there's any sort of organization to why they're here. They said they heard something on TV and they all came running. And they just had enough. They've been waiting for this opportunity to express how angry they are about this democracy movement thing and how they feel like the students have been used by other groups, and while they may be innocent, they're going to make life much more difficult for everyone.
When did this break out, Brian? When did this violence break out?
This broke out this afternoon. We were downtown in the heart of the main city of Hong Kong, near where the government buildings are, earlier today. And things were very quiet, and there were very few protesters, and it was raining very hard early in the day, and everybody had to go seek shelter. And so it was a very, it seemed like after the near confrontation between police forces and the protesters, when they gave a deadline to the chief executive to either step down or give in to their demands, or they were going to occupy government buildings. And a day after the chief executive said that he wanted to start a dialogue with the students, all started to seem calm this morning. But now we have this other conflict happening now between people who don't support the protesters, people who want these protests to end, and the students who say they will not move.
Now, this, I believe, though, has been a day off in Hong Kong. It was a government day off.
No. Today is a work day. Today's the first work day back. So it's supposed to be the last 2 days were holidays, and today was the first day back to what was supposed to be a normal work day. There was some thought process was going through most people's mind was that the government leaders wanted the student protest to kind of dissipate on its own, and we're going to give them time at least till Monday and maybe even longer. They actually pledged that they were not going to use force against the protesters as long as they didn't try to occupy government buildings. So this is a whole different wrinkle.
Is it known yet when the student leaders will be meeting with Carrie Lam of the Hong Kong government?
No, I don't know specifically. We've heard some reports that the student leaders are supportive of and are open to the dialogue. I've heard informally that there's been nothing set up for when that would happen. And many amongst the student protesters are disappointed by this, saying that this is just stalling for time and there is no, going to be no, they don't see any resolution in their favor in sight.
Okay, and one other thing I did want to ask you, I believe that Mong Kok is in Hong Kong, the sort of working class area of the city?
Yes, it's more the working class area, and I'm told that it's more Chinese area, and it's a more of an area where mainland Chinese come to.